Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon out on the edge of the prairie, my hometown. It's been a beautiful, warm week, except when it got cold and rainy, but we needed the rain. It's been a lovely week. The peonies are up in Irene Bunsen's yard, and the mole has dug a subway diagonally across her backyard towards the garden where the tomatoes will go in. The second rank of tulips is up already. And just two houses up the block from Irene's fabulous backyard, the magnificent flowering crabapple tree right behind Carl Krebsbach's garage blossomed out this week in the most magnificent pale pink violet blossoms. It was as if God left a bouquet sitting out there by the garbage cans. It was the most magnificent sight. It was as marvelous as if a flatbed truck had pulled up with 21 portly men in white tuxedos and played Begin the Beguine on saxophones right there in your yard. It was a stunning thing to look out the back window and look at that flowering crabapple tree. Most of the corn is in, and the tempo of life suddenly picks up. In this little town, people sit around for months waiting for life to begin, and then all of a sudden people are racing, trying to catch up. And gardens are going in, and the spring prom is in another week, and fishing season is coming up, and graduation will be in a month. People are racing. Carl Krebsbach, who's been marking time this winter, renovating a few kitchens, doing a couple of basements, making closet shelves. Suddenly now there are three people who want him to build houses for them, and he's been on the phone all week trying to line up carpenters, finding out how rare good carpenters are compared to English majors or history majors to find people who can actually build a house. There are three people who want him to build a house and start on it now. And in the midst of all of this, he's had his two last young children to deal with. They've been exerting their personalities as spring has come in. His young daughter, who had a date, she thought, to go to the spring prom, and so she needed a dress. Margie said to Carl, "You go help her pick out a dress this year. I did it last year. And if I go in shopping for a prom dress with her again, we will kill each other, and it won't be pretty. To be clawed to death with clothes hangers in public is not a fate anyone would wish."